Nobody wants a person to take responsibility for something he didn't do. Nobody actually wants a person to be punished more than what he deserves. I feel that criminal law is something that's very fundamental. All of us need to know what our rights are, regardless, again, of how much education you have and how much money you have, stereotypical type of person that will get in trouble or not. We all potentially will find ourselves in a situation where we might need to know this for ourselves, or we might need to know it for somebody else who's close to us. Why is it important for there to be criminal defense lawyers to represent and advise and to defend and to fight for suspects or people who are accused of offenses or crimes, whether or not they are actually innocent?
What was the reason you got into law?
How did I begin? I chose to study law by default because I couldn't do any other science-based subject. That's the first part of the answer. The second is I chose law because I was genuinely interested to try to stretch my ability academically, even though I wasn't a very good student. The side note is I managed to get surprisingly better results than I expected. So I thought it would be a waste if I did any other regular arts-based subject in university. So I picked what I thought was the hardest one and the one that was the most challenging. That's just the reason why I studied law. I eventually became a lawyer was that I did something called the bar, which is the practical course for training lawyers in the UK and around the world. Every country has their own equivalent and their own version. So I was lucky enough to do the version in the UK, and I really enjoyed it. And that was the one course of study that really made me interested in being a lawyer for the first time. Never in the 3 years of studying law was I ever interested or very motivated to be a lawyer, to be very honest. It was only in the 8 to 9 months of studying law or lawyering at the bar did I really find that this was something that was interesting, engaging, and possibly fulfilling. So that's how I ended up trying to be a lawyer.
What made you choose criminal law in particular?
I eventually ended up working in the area of criminal law and criminal litigation and criminal defense. Again, by default, because my first job was as a prosecutor. And that means that you're the government's lawyer when they present and they handle a case against people who are accused of committing criminal offences. So I did that for a number of years in the first section of the first part of my career. And I did that early on, which meant that it stuck in my mind. But I also did it at a time that I was very keen to do my best, thankfully, because then I invested a lot of effort into trying to understand the subject matter and to also get very skilled at doing it. I also paid a lot of attention to the people around me who did it at a very high level and who did their work very well so that I could absorb and learn as much as I could. As is with many things, the more I invested myself and my effort into doing it, the more I enjoyed it. And the more I enjoyed it, the impression is that I felt that I was doing it well. And as you feel that you're doing well, you will want to invest more effort. And it's a very good cycle and process that way. Because I was so invested into trying to be a good lawyer at the time on the side of the prosecution, I'd also tried to pay a lot of attention into the whole criminal justice system and what it involves and what every person does, whether it's the person who commits the offense or possibly commits the offense, to the investigators, to the courts and the judges, and to lawyers on either side of the fence. And it was only in doing that, or particularly in doing that, did I understand what important role and function each person does have, regardless of their views. Because everybody may appear to want different things. The accused person or the suspect wants to be innocent and wants to be acquitted. And the investigators appear to want to conclude the case with somebody taking responsibility, But the truth is that everyone just wants the right outcome in terms of the truth being presented and being arrived at the very end. Nobody wants a person to take responsibility for something he didn't do. Nobody actually wants a person to be punished more than what he deserves. So in that sense, everybody wants the exact same thing. Put a lot of thought into why everybody is important in the process and also the significance and the value that the system has. I came to like the subject matter more. It made me want to try to help people wherever I was placed, or wherever I was fortunate enough to work in, someone working with the government as a prosecutor, or somebody who's working on the side of the suspect or the accused person. So that's why I ended up staying in it for a long time, and I still do it now, and I really enjoy it even now. There's also another thing about criminal law that I like, because it's the one type of law I feel that will affect everybody. Everybody in the sense that whether you're from this country or whether you're not from this country, whether you are male, you're female, you're young, you're old, whatever type of education you have or money you have, it will affect you. Whether you break a law or you possibly do something wrong or you make a mistake, you are exposed to the possibility of being asked to take responsibility and maybe be punished, sometimes very seriously. And that happens to all of us, good and bad, young and old. I feel that criminal law is something that's very fundamental, meaning it's very important and it's very basic, that all of us need to know what our rights are, regardless, again, of how much education you have and how much money you have and whether or not you are the stereotypical type of person that will get in trouble or not. We all potentially will find ourselves in a situation where we might need to know this for ourselves, or we might need to know it for somebody else who's close to us or that we know. Something that's so basic and that affects all of us, what I feel, I want to say it's the reality, but I don't know for a fact, but what I feel is that many of us don't know enough about our rights, about how the system works, about what we can do, what we can't do, what our options are, what is realistic, what is not realistic, what is within reach, what is completely impossible to achieve. It could affect the person being viewed very differently and losing his job just because he's been arrested. And it could change a person's life in terms of getting a term of imprisonment or paying a fine or maybe being let off with a warning. Many people go to the police station thinking that they can say that I want to wait until my lawyer is here before I interview them. But that, in our system, is not something that is allowed. There are many other rules like that that people don't understand. They think that you can ask for a copy of the statement or the interview that you give. Can I have a copy of the video recording or the audio recording? Or can I go back and change again? Because obviously I made a mistake. But it's not so obvious, which is very scary, because when you find out, it's usually too late. When it's too late, it usually has very serious and negative outcomes. It might not be complicated in terms of numbers or science, or as a science, but it's complicated because of all the other things you need to grapple. Sometimes your conscience, when you're working with or working for and helping to represent the person who's done something very bad, who may be innocent, but nevertheless many people have been hurt or injured as a result of the person's actions. So it's very hard to balance this with what you feel instinctively is the right thing to do. That's one example of why criminal law is also very challenging in its own way. One particular view I have of criminal law and why I practice it and why is it important for there to be criminal defense lawyers to represent and advise and to defend and to fight for suspects or people who are accused of offenses or crimes, whether or not they are actually innocent. I see the criminal justice system like a football match where there are two sides competing. One side is the state, is the government, is the community, which has a set of rules that say that we have to all comply with these ways of behaving ourselves so that we can have order and safety and security in our daily lives, right? That's on the one side. And on the other side, you have the accused person who may have found himself in a difficult situation, may well have committed something that may be an offense, but who is to say that he is guilty and should be punished simply because he was caught red-handed? Who is to say that he should be punished more or less simply because he's done it many times before, right? If we didn't have a way of weighing up the facts and the situation, we won't have an organized way of deciding what the final outcome will be. And that's what the criminal justice system is to me. It's a system, it's a set of rules, it's a machine that we use to help us make sense of all these complicated facts, but also to help us find out what the final outcome should be. And that's law in general, right? And that's why you have both sides, each saying that they are right, each trying to prove that the other side is wrong. But the purpose of this match and this battle is so that the process will produce at the outcome, like in a football match, a result. And that result is called justice, which is the only result that we will all accept because it's not been made by one person. It's not been made by the police officer who caught him red-handed. It's not been made by the judge who is very highly educated and maybe looks down on a person who's lowly educated, you know, to make the stereotype and the example very extreme. But it is the outcome that comes out of a system that has been carefully designed by people who make our laws and constantly updated and revised to keep up to date with changes in our life and our community and what we accept and don't accept as a group of people. But it's also something that is very rigorous in terms of its requirements. We don't only send a person to prison or punish him simply because somebody think he saw that person do it. There needs to be a scoring system, right, to make sure that the evidence is really tested and of a high enough quality to justify a person's guilt. Because when there's guilt, there's responsibility that needs to be taken. And when that happens, there's usually some sort of punishment. So necessarily, the scoring system and the marking scheme needs to be very, very tough so that not just anyone will get convicted. And we can all sleep well at night knowing that innocent people don't accidentally get accused and convicted of something wrong and be punished very severely.